Well, if you just missed it, what a little interesting conversation and confrontation that was with Bethany, who has caught her coworker on multiple occasions take her breast pump. And she just takes it, walks away, and now we found out what she's been using it for. It's not because she has a baby, because she doesn't, but for, how do we say this, stimulation? Something like that? 317-239-1009. Live the web, girl. What are we getting on our social media, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram?
Jared said this Lillian chick just got put on blast to the entire city. Hashtag stingy pump users. And then Michelle says, dear Lillian, this breast pump is for a baby that needs nutrients and not your germs. It is not yours, and that is foul. Sorry, but I don't think anyone will agree with you today. Sincerely disturbed for the day. Hashtag so gross.
All right, let's go to Michelle on line number one. And what do you think about her borrowing the breast pump?
I think it's repulsive and disgusting. And if I were her, I would pursue civil charges. Not only that, but I don't, it's so wrong on so many different levels. And the fact that she says, oh, it's women supporting women, has nothing to do with that. And I would go the legal route, honestly.
Ooh.
I honestly would, because I don't, not only that, but she doesn't know if she's clean or, you know, I mean, this, and that's not even the point that, you know, being taken. But I just think I had to pull over. I was so repulsed.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, see, I've never breastfed, and I have no idea what that feels like to use a pump. So, like, Lillian saying things like, I just love the feeling. It's like a massage. I mean, does it feel good to use a breast pump?
Not in that way. I didn't think so.
Does it hurt?
Because other things I know for women can make them feel good.
It doesn't hurt. But what didn't feel good? I mean, that's not the concept you use it for, you know,
right.
You use it for.
Huh.
But I think that employee should be fired.
I do, too.
I really do.
Maybe Michelle, though, she thought of something brand new that we've all been missing out on. Maybe she's starting a trend. Lauren on the Joe and Alex Show, do you got any kids?
Yes, I have two boys, and I breastfed both of them. And it's just baffling to me that somebody would, first off, take something that's not even theirs.
Right.
Second off, you know, Bethany is using it to produce milk for her child. I work at a pediatric office, and I know the risks that can come with this.
What are the risks?
If, let's say, I'm not saying for sure, but let's say Lillian had a disease and she got that into the breast pump. It was not sanitized properly. Like, I'm sure Bethany knows how to properly sanitize. And that could be passed along to the baby.
Now, this is alleged. We're not saying that Lillian has that, but what kind of disease could be passed?
And bodily fluids, HPVs can be.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, but remember, Lillian isn't lactating, so there's nothing coming out of her. So then no disease could be passed, correct?
That is true, but we also have to keep into consideration. I know from my experience when I pumped, I would have a little residue left over.
Residue. All right. Thank you, Lauren. Let's talk to Jamie, who actually works in healthcare. You could probably help us out with this, too.
Yes. I'm actually sitting in the parking lot of my work right now. I had to stop before I walked in the building to bring some light onto this issue. There's a reason we wash our hands before we touch every single patient, and then even before we put gloves on, because the human bodies are extremely dirty, very contagious. Like, they're not clean places.
Yeah.
So putting your own skin, your own breast into another mother's skin breast pump can spread infections such as MRSA, which is like a staph virus.
Ooh, that is a really dangerous disease.
No,
it's very dangerous for a baby, especially.
Yeah.
But is it possible, though, for like one woman to breastfeed a baby than another? You know what I mean? Like, I know that wouldn't be that common, but sometimes like a woman might breastfeed and then she's having trouble. Somebody else that's lactating could, in theory, feed the baby?
Yes, mothers all the time. Say a mother adopted, we see this on the hit TV show This Is Us. A mother adopted one boy after losing her third in the womb.
Yeah.
And she breastfeeds that baby on her own. That is true. Mothers can do that. I mean, viruses can be transmitted. But in the hospital, when you give birth, you're tested for things like MRSA. You can do an all-around blood panel test.
Okay,
to make
cool.
sure that you're free of these diseases.
Well, hey, thanks for hanging on. Make sure you tell everybody at work about this, then, you see what they say.
You best believe it. I'm getting ready to walk in right there. All my NICU people are going to be stunned about this.
Well, they can hear the whole call after we wrap up the show today, right before 10 a.m. This will all be up on RadioNowIndy.com, so you can play it for them and see what they think.
There you go. All right, 317-239-1009. We still got a lot of people people we want to talk to this morning. And also our social media, if you can't get through on the phones because they're busy, is Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, and Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook page.